What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is, you know how it is, you know what it is we do, and you know who it is today speaking. It's your boy Mossimo, aka Max from Mossimo.com. And today we're gonna have a little bit of a different intro. It is called Fuel Your Purpose. It is a collab between me, myself, and I, the Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement, and Healthy Funky Free right next to me. And our mission is to educate, change, and encourage you all towards a better and more fulfilling life. John, take over, please, and thank you.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Thanks for joining us again. Max, good to see you. See, you've got your
chocolate mushroom
adaptogens there. And also have that today. Cheers. Remembering our purpose here to educate you to live every moment in life, believe you can achieve your dreams, and hopefully with some kind of example we're setting, encourage you to inspire people to have a healthy life around the world, around the globe. Okay. What are we going to talk about today? I've got some notes here. I'm just going to spin them off.
You always do.
Going to mention the Chaga hot chocolate, the daddy mushroom. Just go and look that up. And this show, we're going to get a bit more detailed. Max is going to share his experiences of intermittent fasting. And then before or after that, he'll talk about juice. A lot of people call it juice fasting. I call it juice feasting because you're getting so much more. And once again, these are just our experiences that we've had and the benefits we've had. So we'll throw these ideas up in the air and you choose to catch whichever ones you wish, which ones resonate with you.
Amen.
The rest, ditch them down, but catch them, read it, educate it, ask us some questions if you've got any doubts. And we don't know everything, we don't guide on nothing. But we're a resource for you to use.
The only thing I know for a fact is that I fail forward. You know what I mean? Like, I try it so many times. I tried it enough times that I fail and I fail and I fail until something works, and it works with my body. You know what I mean? What works with my body might not work with John's body. Sorry to cut you off.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. And then when Max is finished, I'm going to speak about a juicy vacation that my partner Emma and I went on a couple of years ago. And some remarkable tales of transformation of people that we met on the retreat. So Max, over to you.
Rock and roll. Okay, intermittent fasting, people. I've been dabbling in this for about 2.5-3 years. And I say that because it took me about a full year to actually want to start. So I've actually probably been doing it for 1.5 to 2 years now. And I was so used to, again, going to my background, you know, the SAD diet, standard North American diet, standard Italian diet. That's where, you know, for the first 16 years of my life, that's what I ate, even though none of that food agreed with my body, which is crazy. Bread I can't eat, pastas I can't eat, cheese I can't eat. And that's what I freaking put in my body for most of my life. Terrible. But once you know better, you do better. So I started doing so much research with a lot of these older guys that, and when I say older, I mean 60 years old plus. And because I've been into Soto Zen and the mindfulness meditation, a lot of these, I don't want to say gurus, but teachers were talking about, you know, the fasting treatments they were doing and this and that. So I'm not from over there. And we live the, you know, Western lifestyle, right? Same with you, John. We don't live that Eastern lifestyle where, you know, if you want to go live in a cave for 5 years, you can. That's not what I do. It doesn't even resonate with me. So I got turned on to this thing called intermittent fasting. And I did research. I friggin' researched it out the wazoo for a friggin' year before I was like, okay, how can I not eat 3 to 5 meals a day and snack all the time and da 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 da? Until one day I did a drive. And it took me 9 hours to do that drive from here to the West Coast where I was going. And I didn't eat before. And just due to the fact that I was so busy when I got there with a meeting in production that I didn't eat for about 14 hours. And I was like, I can do this. So bit by bit, baby step by baby step, I didn't do it every day. I did it, you know, once a week. And then I got more comfortable until the point where I'm at now is I stop eating by 8 every night. And I don't eat heavy past probably 6. And then I'm not eating the next day till probably 11 to noon. And this is the straight hardcore fact of all facts for me. Anyway, going back to the SAD diet, how I used to feel, and eating that many times a day, having problems with digestion, indigestion, fatigue, who the hell on this planet doesn't, in our society, doesn't hit that, oh my God, I need a coffee because I feel right? That shit does not happen to me anymore, brother. I am so euphoric with energy. I can now feel it because I'm so in tune with my own personal body now that, for example, yesterday, I told John about my day yesterday. It was one of those challenging days. Every day is a chance to learn, and that's what I did yesterday. The energy levels were somewhat low. I don't want to say negative because that's terrible, but they were low. And I noticed right around 11:45, 12, I was starting to slow down. So I was like, you know what? It's time. I recharged with a beautiful green tea. I put a banana in my system, half an avocado, and I had a rice cake with some natural peanut butter and some Himalayan salt. That skyrocketed me till about 2:30, where I actually sat down and had a fruit salad and some other food. But intermittent fasting for me has changed my life in energy and mental strength. And I'll tell you when we talk about the juice cleanse that I did, how I took my mental strength even further. But it was baby steps until I got to the point where it gave me that morning Woody, and I don't want to be X-rated here, but you wake up and you understand how good you're friggin' feeling, and you're like, I have nothing in my system. To the point where I even did CrossFit workouts without eating, man, and I fucking killed them, brother. Like, it changed my life. I love it. I'll end there because take some baby steps, though. Do some research, please. It took me a year to research it, and then I took baby steps. Over to you.
Over to me. Are you going to do juicy first, or do you want me to do juicy?
Yeah, do your juice vibe because it's amazing.
Maybe I'm not the the storyteller that you are.
Okay, I can switch it up.
I'll go for it. Okay. So many conditions in life, many chronic conditions, can be contributed to by an excess in toxicity. All the pollution, the chemicals, the stress that we have in lives, and or deficiency in nutrition. So we all get our macros, we all gorge every day, but often there's a lack of nutrition in there. Lack of vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, adaptogens, fiber, the list goes on. And there's no right or wrong answer for anybody. Just getting some of these is better than getting none of them. So I'm going to tell you that story about how we learned to address toxicity and deficiency. We went on a holiday to a place called Juicy Oasis in Portugal. It's a juicy retreat set up by a man called Jason Vale. He built it for his mum. His mum saw this spot and said, you've got to build this place. That's for healing people. And it helps to educate and coach, and coax you into learning about juicing and fasting and removing toxicity and adding nutrition into your diet. It's not everybody's cup of tea. It's not their idea of bliss, but there is no denying it is tranquil, five-star, faultless service. It's not cheap, but I think the value is in every penny or every dollar there.
Thank you.
You can easily blow away at least that money once you go on your holiday and you start spending the booze and the activities and all the rest of it. You go there and you cannot spend a penny if you choose not to. So as I said, it is there to educate and guide you about how to detoxify your body safely and how to supplement your diet with highly nutritious juices, thick and thin. So the service includes juices, I think five a day, plus a few other bits, guided walks. I'm going to read a list here. Yoga, yeah. Meditation, there's fitness classes, there's a gym, pool, sauna, jacuzzi, chill out rooms. There's a lake to swim in if you're feeling brave. It's a bit chilly. I did some triathlon training in there. tennis courts, volleyball, spinning classes. There's a cinema for education. They do lectures, presentations. It's just a nice, relaxing environment where you share the experience with maybe 30 other people. So it's quite cozy.
Yeah.
And you share this experience, which I think is a vital component for any change within your lifestyle. So if you're doing one thing and your partner's doing something else, and you're trying to be good, and there's beer or Coke or wine in the fridge, it makes it hard with these distractions there. But if you're doing it together, you can coach each other along and coach. So that's what these people do. You share experiences, you learn all sorts of stories. It's really, really important. But when I was there, I bumped into the owner one day. He was over for a weekend and he had a bit of a tough time, and he was drinking swamp juice for 2 days. He wasn't even on the juices. It was chlorophyll and wheatgrass and spirulina and barley powder, and it's basic green slime. But we've now learned to love it. We put some lemon in. But we were walking up the back steps from this walk, and I said, Jason, what you've created here is amazing, but it's not rocket science. And he kind of took a step back, wondering if I was about to offend him or not. Oh, we have time now. And he said, why is that? I said, well, you're taking people away from a stressful environment at home, away from distraction. You're fueling them. You're educating them. You're in this relaxing environment where there's people and support, and the staff are amazing. I said, and it's just phenomenal. And because of that, you get wonderful results that we can never sort of technically attribute to juicing, but I think there's factors of it. I'll tell there's three very, very quick tales before we run out of my clock's gone off. There's a lady in her 60s, she'd been there for 2 weeks, nearly 70 actually, and she'd been on diabetes medication and others for 20 years. And within 2 weeks, little bit of dialogue with her doctor remotely, off all her diabetes medication, felt amazing. 20 years, 2 weeks off the meds. There's a lady from New York, really high stressful job, and she was head to toe psoriasis. Within a week, it had probably gone down to 50% just by removing toxicity and adding in this nutrition. I think she was on a clear skin plan. She had a few extras. And then my wife was talking to a lady at the Sun Deck one afternoon, and this lady was there reading a book, and Emma introduced herself. And at one point, she touched her head. She saw her reading glasses on her head, but she'd been reading the book for 30 minutes. And she can't say that it was necessarily the juice, but it was this environment that created the ability for her body to relax and repair and go, okay, well, let's look at this. So that's my experience of Juicy Oasis. And you can too experience it. There's a free movie online. It's called Super Juice Me. It's a 28-day experiment with some chronically ill people. It's heartbreaking. It'll bring tears to your eyes, the changes from negative to positive, unhealthy to healthy. And it's worth checking out. That, or there's another movie called Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead. Very similar thing. How a guy took his life from
fat to skinny.
Fat to skinny and deathbed almost to thriving, absolutely thriving. So Max, over to you. I'll see how many minutes we've got left before we need to... we're on to 1 minute left, so let's wind it up.
Okay. Again, going off of John... These are baby steps. So John told me about his juice retreat probably 2 years ago. It took me a year to do my studying. I implemented juicing into my life, but I didn't do a juice cleanse until a year later, until I had garnished the knowledge and basically the courage to do it. Hope you go join us next chat. We'll talk more about this and some other things. John, thank you so much as usual.
Let's roll it up. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Of course.
Anybody got any questions? Email us.
That's right.
And we'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you so much for your time, peeps. Keep living the life, hug the people you love, and be positive, baby.
Awesome.
Peace. Bye.